Track 17. Farming is a family affair at the Worstead estate. Climmy Gleeson finds out about the three brothers who couldn't ignore the pull of home.
Growing up on the family farm in Worstead was a lifestyle that brothers Gavin, Alex and Bruce Patterson adored, with feeding calves and helping to milk cows all part of their daily life. After school, they went their separate ways to further education and the workplace. But the pull of their Norfolk roots has since brought them all home with experience and skills which are reflected in their ongoing plans for the 2,200-acre estate. Gavin's career took him to London, where he worked in property development. Alex focused on farming, studying at Eton College before working on other farms and starting his own beef suckler herd. Meanwhile, Bruce worked in the hospitality and leisure industry with roles in sales and marketing before travelling and working on farms in Australia and Canada. By 2012, all three were back in Norfolk and working alongside their father, also called Gavin, who remained at the helm until he passed away, aged 85. Gavin Sr. was particularly well known for his show-winning dairy herd and for starting the popular Worstead Festival. The brothers spent their first few years modernising the business. The dairy herd was sadly no longer financially viable and was sold. They entered into a share farming agreement with a neighbouring farm, built a water storage reservoir, and updated the estate's 40-plus properties. "We'd been talking about Wagyu beef since before we sold the dairy herd," says Bruce. The Japanese breed held great appeal, attracting a premium price for its intramuscular fat or marbling, which advocates say contributes to its superior taste. The Worstead herd was founded with the purchase of a full-blood Wagyu heifer and some embryos, and they have steadily built it up to more than 40 breeding females. "Feeding is really important for the Wagyu to produce that intramuscular fat," says Bruce. Wanting to find the most environmentally sustainable feed led Bruce to ask a local feed supplier with formulating a ration made entirely of by-products, including sugar beet pulp, oilseed rape meal, bran and brewer's grains. "Making the best use of their grazing is important too. They use a mob grazing system, which sees the cattle move around the grassland in one-acre cells, and this approach enables enterprise stacking, where a flock of sheep follow the cattle around the grazing, and followed finally by poultry. A local shepherd is poised to join next year, and the Pattersons are particularly pleased that the sheep are the Norfolk Horn breed, whose fleece was made into the first Worstead cloth, named after Worstead Village, many years ago. Mob grazing has enormous benefits if managed correctly," says Bruce. "You can get more grass with less inputs. No fertilizer and minimal chemicals are needed, as the three species each play a part in managing the sward. It's also better for sequestering carbon because grass is growing more times throughout the year. The first Wagyu animals were ready just as the UK went into lockdown in March 2020. Plans to sell to pubs and restaurants took a back seat, and instead they brought forward plans for a web-based shop. Renewable energy has also become part of the estate's portfolio, with a solar park built in partnership with a development company producing 7.5 megawatts of electricity on land near North Walsham. Success with that also led them to invest in a 500-kilowatt wind turbine in North Lincolnshire. The country's turning a corner to achieve some of its renewable energy targets in the next 20 to 30 years. It's good business to support that," says Gavin. "Plus, we needed to diversify the business. The arable and livestock industries are very turbulent, so we can't be sure what we will get for our products, and this has added some ballast to the business. Further weight has been added by moving away from traditional crops to producing whole crop rye and maize as feedstock for a local anaerobic digestion plant. They also let land to other growers for potatoes, carrots and salad production. Other plans include an ambitious project to turn the 300-acre Worstead Park to Humphreys Repton's vision from 300 years ago. The park is currently arable land, but they will replant it with trees, taking further land out of production to link existing woodland areas with the new to create wildlife corridors and a network of permissive footpaths to reconnect the whole parish to the village. They're also busy restoring and repurposing several buildings within the park, and the first of those, the Woodyard, is due to open as a wedding venue this year, joining a handful of holiday lets. COVID may have slowed down some of their plans, but the brothers are committed to long-term success. "A difficult year is a difficult year," says Gavin. "We want to be running the venue, opening up the park, and seeing it thrive beyond our careers." Alex, father of three and lifelong Norwich City fan, says he would love his children to be involved one day. "Well, that'll be up to them. You don't always get what you want. My son Alfie is a Chelsea fan. As long as they're happy, that's all that matters."